So today is 6th of
February
2025, and here in Gurgaon, back here, right now temperature is 54, high is 72, low is 51, and in the Celsius, currently 12 degrees centigrade, and high is 22, low is 10. The weather and the temperature is steadily rising at this time. And we were in Goa, about 2 hours flight southwest from Delhi Airport. We left for Goa 29th of January, 7 nights, 8 days, and we were in the North Goa area, and our hotel has lovely swimming pool and a minute walk to the beach. There are many restaurants around there on the beach, so we were able to have a wonderful time. In the mornings, we were hanging around at the swimming pool area with parasol because sun is quite strong already there. So we have to have a parasol and the beach chair, which becomes like a bed. So we just sit there, enjoy, and swim sometimes, and then rest sometime. And Aiden going to be 2 years in November 20th. He's enjoying at the baby side swimming pool. So Madhav, Priya, and Aiden, and Nozomi, Beatrice, and I, and nanny of Aiden also came to look after the baby so Priya can have more time. So got the luxury of having a nanny along with Priya. So God is taking us, making those things which appears to be difficult, not difficult. So benefits. These are the benefits from God. God wants us to have a happy, more abundant life, free from the financial care. He has delivered us from whatever that comes up, like FA, to get to the flight or change the flight, and many things happens in between, but super conquer. God smoothly works everything out, and at the end of the day, everything is fine. So that's why he says, don't you worry, take no thought. You cast all of your burdens, cares upon me. Because he knows, and he has already figured out for us. Before the foundation of the world, he knew that we are coming to this wonderful earth to be born and to become sons and daughters of God. He had to figure out in such an amazing way. When we will include the creation, how many atoms, how many whatever energy, how much energy is needed to be in this universe. He has our wonderful Father. He's so incredible, and with his wisdom and then ability, and he has the ability, even today, he created, and his plan, intention, and all he is written down too, and other details as we are living, he is fulfilling it. So we have this amazing Father. He's our daddy. And he only wants the best. And it's okay to ask for the best. Abraham, again, Abraham comes in into my sharing, but Abraham, against hope, believed in this hope. He knew the blessing, the words of blessing that God has spoken to him. He knew it, which was against, physically speaking, five senses wise, totally against hope, but believed in hope. And God, who will make the things which are not, he will bring it to which becomes. And he gives us the direction, the thoughts, expectation, build our expectation. He is able to do it. He also gives us in the scripture, unto God, our wonderful God, who gave us this Holy Spirit, the ability, no longer handicapped to live this life, but he has totally, completely completed us in Christ. And unto God, who is able to do. He's got that ability, able to do, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. All. Wow, this is amazing. All that we ask or dream, imagine. And how he will do that? According to the dunamis ability that is in us. So God is giving us this happy journey, super conquer journey for each one of us. I remember now Ram Singh, he's coming tomorrow again. He has a quick visit this time. I think he visited us December sometimes or beginning of January. He shared about our dreams. Like God will bring the dreams, the imagination, and we are to say, they are practicing to say that, which are not visible yet, but they will say, and God is basically teaching us this. Once you are saved by confessing, saying Jesus is Lord, he just says, say this. And God has spoken to us many blessings, blessing to each one of us. This unto him who is able to do. This is also blessing. And he wants us to say, confession. Romans 10:9, confession, to say this and believe in our heart that God is showing us. And then next verse 10:10, immediately he tells us exactly how this thing will work out. We are to believe unto righteousness, right thing, all spiritual blessings, right things are in the heavenlies, floating in front of us. And we are to believe unto, which is not visible yet. Faith is the substantiation, assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So five senses way, then we defeat ourselves. If we walk by the flesh, we defeat ourselves because we will say only those things which we can see and which we think according to the five senses experience or somebody else's experience that, okay, that may be possible. So they will believe up to that. But basically go according to whatever the senses things is coming to you, the words which is coming to you, circumstances which is coming to you, and get us to believe that. That's what it is. The outcome will be this. Somebody else says, no, this is also available. And someone will say, oh, okay, I think this is possible. Or somebody else next day says, oh, no, that is not possible. See, this happened, that happened. Therefore, that's not going to happen. Then, according to the five senses walk, then disappointment, hopelessness, and believe and confess that. But God is teaching us, don't do that. Father of faith, what did he do? Consider not. Don't consider those things. But give glory to God, who is able. Our ability, the level of expectation is according to the Father's ability, the Creator who created the heavens and the earth. There was nothing, and he created, he spoke. And the words energized, quick and powerful. Energy came into the creation. He spoke. The word from God, when he speaks, is quick and powerful. Quick is life, not the death side, but life side, and powerful, energeo, energy. So we imitate the Father. Jesus imitated the Father. What I see him do, I do. So God is showing us. He has given to us this Spirit so that we can know the things which are freely given to us from God. So our always mental direction is positive, no negative. In all these things, we are super conquerors. Paul experienced many challenges, but nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus. In all these things, we're super conquerors. So with that mentality, we move with God, and we have the Spirit of God. We have the receptor, the receiving unit to be able to receive the word of knowledge, wisdom, and ability to speak the words from God, life into the world, life into the people. And God says, I'm going to send you the laborers. That's the way how it would grow. Harvest is plenteous. There are plenteous harvest. Jesus saw that time that the Israelites, they were sheep without shepherd. They are just lost. And he saw that and had compassion unto them. And he said, harvest, harvest plentiful. But you need the laborers. But how you get the laborers? Go to the Lord of the harvest, our daddy, to ekbalo the laborers into his harvest, and one who is beseeching, he gets. Jesus got. He practiced that. He got Andrew. He got John, Peter, and so forth. It's not that somebody else in Argentina received the laborers and says, thank you, Jesus, for praying for the laborers. I got the labor out there. It's not the case. One who will beseech the Lord of the harvest, the laborers, then that person gets. It's according to the scripture. 12 was instructed the same. They got the laborers, 70, and then kept on going after even Jesus has left. So our words, what we think, how we will say, speak, and that testimony of believer who holds fellowship in the home, and the husband passed away, but somehow she, in her heart, she expected that God was able, and she continued steadfast. So the husband fell asleep in one of the rooms, and she didn't let anybody to go inside the room. She confessed that he's resting, so okay, you may come later and to see him, and she will cook the food and then take it there. So nobody thought he was asleep, but means dead. But her confession continually was, he's sleeping, he's going to wake up. And I'm sure God is working in her and continues steadfastly, gave glory to God. Consider not those things, Abraham, the way that he walked, the father of faith. I don't know if she had read about Abraham, but she knew about God who was able and able to do, and nothing is impossible with God. With God, all things are possible. And she continued to confess that, believe unto righteousness. So she was practicing it, knowing or not knowing. And the eighth day, the husband woke up. Praise God, really thanks to God, which were not as though they are. So whether it happens to me today or don't happen to me today, it doesn't matter. We just keep moving in that. Praise God, somebody else receive that. Practice, receive that. And that's the testimony. That testimony encourages thousands and many more. Their faith, confidence rises up on God. And the word from God grows. The word from our mouth. Individuals who speak the words from God grows mightily, mightily. How word of God grows? Who are willing to speak, word from God grows. Actually, this number grows mightily and eventually prevail the world, prevail the words of the community, words of the world. We are moving in that direction. Devil's words that he speaks diminishes more and more and become nothing. Puff, the candle lights trim more, smaller flames becomes little, and very soon, poop, and then the smoke. So we are moving in that direction to unemploy. We are the sons and daughters of God with the power from on high, ability from on high. We are able to do. There are thousands and millions, they are lost. And we become ready. Our heart becomes ready, open. Father, I am ready. And you know from where to bring those ones who wants to be saved, such as should be saved. And the laborers who will hear your words gladly and continue steadfastly in that wonderful doctrine. And I'm sure this year, God, who is all wise, almighty, will never fail us, never forsake us, would fail in sending at least one laborer to us, the hot laborer, like Krishna, like Suresh, Jyoti, like Sharma, Stephen, like Apostle Paul, like Peter. We can expect that. And God says, expect that. Why not? And laborers from, say, Argentina. Laborers from wherever. But he will do that. He will orchestrate. He will do. I will not manufacture. I will not make my plan with my smartness, my wonderful carnal intelligence. We just drop it, destroy it. It's not going to happen in 1,000 years. But the children of Israel enter into the promised land after 40 years. So there's a reason. And then the next generation moved in with might, incredible might that they walked into, claimed the promised land. So very simple thing, it's going to be by grace. And by not considering the world's way and our own strength, own ability, only Jehovah has to build his house, we will then, without Jehovah, his grace, his favor, abundance of favor he's able to give us, we tap into that then with ease. Every day the good works abound onto every good work, abound onto every good work. So grace has to, God has to work, so we get our stance into receiving his all grace that we know, we exercise, and then we expect that labors from God, that God, he is able to do. And with God, nothing is impossible. So these are our words, very powerful. And God will continue to build our confidence. Abraham being fully persuaded, being, not Abraham persuaded himself. He did his works. He persuaded himself. He stayed with God. He focused on God. He did the confession. No, he allowed God, grace, God to convince him what God had promised, which was against hope. What God had promised, he was able to perform. That's the, you know, bang, explosion, nuclear explosion. Little tiny atom has so much energy. Matter, small matter has incredible energy. So God will convince us, then bomb, you know, that incredible explosion of the faith. Yes, so, okay, that's what I want to share.